Okay, we'll get to the gospel in a little bit. St. Athanasius. St. Athanasius, the father of orthodoxy, right? Orthodoxy, like ortho, correct. Doxa in Greek is belief, or excuse me, is praise. Right praise. Right praise, and then it gets worked into right belief. It's the right way to believe. So why is he the father of orthodoxy? Well, St. Athanasius stood up at the Council of Nicaea, and then the rest of his life until he died in 353 or 373, Council of Nicaea is 325 AD, and he says to the priest Arius, "You are wrong." What is Arius about? Well, Arius is promoting what is called the Arian heresy at this point, and it's all about the divinity of Jesus not being a real thing. That Jesus was kind of like a demigod, maybe a little bit like Thor, okay, for all you Avenger fans, all right? Not really God, but way better than any of us, okay? I still love in the first Avengers movie when Thor is talking and they're having a fight about what to do with S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything else, and Thor just says, "You humans are so petty and tiny." I love that. And I'm definitely going to that movie sometime in the near future. Okay, anyway, all right. Arius is saying, Jesus is special. He's a great creature, but he's not God. Well, all of Christianity hinges on whether he's right or he's wrong in that. And by the way, this is why the church is not up for a democratic vote. Not then, not now, not ever. Because if it would have been up to a democratic vote, we would all think that Jesus was just special, but not divine. There were more people who subscribed to the position that Arius had about Jesus than what we now hold as the correct position, that Jesus is fully God, also fully man, but fully God. And if he's not fully God, then none of what he did in his life ultimately matters. Because only if Jesus is God is his sacrifice on the cross eternal. And that's what saves us from our sins. At the same time, only if he's fully man is what he does relevant to me and to you. And so that's the faith of the church, to hold that Jesus is fully God and fully man. They first had to figure out, is he fully God? And Athanasius stands up and passionately defends the divinity of Jesus Christ. And so what do we get from Athanasius and the other solid church fathers at that time? We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. Every time we pray the creed, the Nicene Creed, we should all be like Athanasius. Yeah. And he fought hard. And you know, I do want to say this. There is a reason the church is not democratic. The Catholic Church, I should say. Other denominations are. They take votes on their positions. And you know what happens? Those positions shift over time. And you know what they look like? They look a lot like the culture at large. Take any social issue. Look at some other faith traditions and watch how their positions have shifted over time to look exactly like the culture at large. Guess what the Catholic Church does not do? We don't take votes. Thank God. Thank God we don't do that. Because what we're asking is that the Holy Spirit guide us in truth. And that's not up for a vote. Lots of times truths are hard. And certainly the truth of Jesus Christ, right? Nobody thinks that through on their own. We need to be guided by the Holy Spirit who works in the church to the truth. Okay? Now, This is turning into like a Christology class, and I apologize. But I'm passionate about this, all right? We're not going to take a vote on social issues and be like, oh, the church needs to update. We're not going to do that. We're going to ask, is this true? And that's a very different question, right? Whatever social issue, fill in the blank where people say the church is so outdated, out of touch, out of date, antiquated. Like, you're darn right. Because this culture is gigantically screwed up, and so we're not going to vote on it. We're going to ask if it's true. Hold on to those truths. Okay. Line I want to give you from Athanasius is this. In Latin, he said, Deus fit homo, ut homot fieret Deus. Cool, right? Okay, so what does that mean? Very important. Deus fit homo, God became man. Ut homo fieret Deus, so that man might become God. God became man so that man might become God. Not that we become God, like I'm going to become Jesus. What he's saying is exactly what the gospel for tonight says. I am the vine, you are the branches. God became man so that man might share the divine life. You know, these plants still growing, still alive. You know, where in here does the life that begins in the root, where is it distinguished, right? Is there a clear delineation between the life of the plant that's in the root and the life of the plant that's in the branch? And, you know, you'd say, no, not really, actually, because it's one and the same life, and that's exactly what we are called into. It's one and the same life, the divine life. God became man. He dwelt among us. The Word became flesh, so that you and I might share in the divine life. That's what Christianity is all about. It's not rules and regs. It's not a moral code at its center. Does it have a moral code? Absolutely it does. And Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So we have to stay connected. The branch has to stay connected to the vine. But the reason the branch stays connected to the vine is so that the life that comes from the vine may flow into the branch. And that's the call for me and you, that the divine life might pour into us, that the life that Jesus has, the life that Jesus is, right? John 15, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that life might be my life, that life might be your life. And then we live a certain way with great power, with great strength, because it's not just on us. So at the end of the semester, as all this stuff comes crashing in on you, right? Papers, projects, finals, and you're exhausted, draw your life not from yourself, draw your life from the vine. Draw your life from Jesus Christ, true God, St. Athanasius, true man, the faith of the Catholic Church. Draw your life from him, and then your life will be complete.